Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Let's get back into the Word of God. Let's go back over to the 103rd Psalm. Everybody talks about their benefits. Well, what are my benefits? What do I get if I come to work here? What are your benefits? People are so into that now, they're more into what are the benefits and when can I retire?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you're talking about retiring and you ain't ever had a job yet. So, see, it's the life is not about quitting.
That's right.
Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, don't you believe that a Christian can be anything they want to be? No, ma'am. No, sir. We cannot. Not if we're serious about being a Christian and being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're serious about prospering to the very highest degree, then He's the one you want to follow. Because you can't prosper out in this world without Him. It'll eventually kill you. So now, no. Our plan is already laid out, and it's the best plan. It is over the top the best plan, because His plan already has in it all that it takes, everything for life godliness. Being a partaker of His divine nature. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus asked the disciples, did you lack anything?
They said, nay, Lord.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You know, He said, now, don't take anything with you. Don't take script. Don't take an extra pair of clothes and so forth. That didn't mean that they weren't going to get those things.
No.
It didn't mean they couldn't have them. It meant they weren't supposed to supply them. They did better under Him than they did when they were in business, when Matthew was a tax collector, when Peter was a fisherman, and so they did better under Him than they had ever done in their lives.
That's right. As did we.
Oh. Remember in the 10th chapter of Mark?
Hallelujah.
When Jesus talked about it's harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God
than for a camel to
they were astonished out of measure and said, how then can anybody be saved? They were Jews. They knew they were supposed to be rich.
Yes,
they
right.
knew that they were supposed to be blessed.
That's right.
They didn't know how to function in it, but they knew they were supposed to be that way. And so God said, with God, all things are possible. With men, it's impossible. He just laid it out right there. Amen.
Amen.
So, we have benefits. What does it benefit me? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all your iniquities, who healeth all your diseases. You go to work for Walmart, they can't guarantee you that. Now, they may have a health plan, but it ain't nothing like that. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Loving kindness and tender mercy is translation of the Hebrew word hesed, which means covenant protection, the wall of blessing. Now, listen to this one. Who satisfies your mouth with good words so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. You need to be very, very cautious and aware of the word judgment, justice, social justice, social judgment. It is man trying to do it on his own without God. And his idea of social justice is to take it away from somebody and give it to somebody else. No. That's not the way God does it. God blesses someone, and that person gives it to somebody else, and that person reaps more and harvests more than so does that. That's God's way of doing it. Now listen to this. He made known His ways unto Moses and His acts unto the children of Israel. Ephesians 1:9, Gloria says, He has made known to us the mysteries of His will.
Praise God.
You can find out His way of doing things, His way of prospering, His way of living in the blessing, the way Jesus did when He was on the earth. And there were people out in the middle of a desert place with no water and nothing to eat. They sat out there and listened to Him preach. And His disciples came to Him and said, hey, we need to let these people go. They need to go buy food. Jesus said, no, you feed them. Can you imagine the look on their face?
Mm-hmm.
What? No, He said, you feed them. Now, the Sunday School Quarterly says Jesus fed the thousands with the loaves and the fishes. He really didn't. The disciples fed them. Jesus is the one that took the loaves and fishes and He blessed them.
That's right.
Now, what do you think He said? Oh, Lord, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies and bless the fishermen that caught them and the baker that baked them. No, no, He said, I only say what My Father says. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish these people and fill them to the full.
Praise God.
You, Father, for the blessing of the Lord,
Amen.
Which maketh rich and He adds no sorrow with it.
Praise God.
Wow. But then He gave it to His disciples and they fed the people. Now, that's His plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, follow it on down. Say, He has made known to us the mystery of His will. He reveals these things to us. He reveals how to live in the midst of a hurting and dying world in the blessing, and He sends us into those places to be a blessing. He didn't send us to go over and be poor with them. He sends us over there and put that blessing, appropriate that blessing, appropriate our benefits right in the middle of that place, sow the seed of the Word of God, and the kingdom begins to flourish. That's our purpose in
Praise
this earth.
God.
And then the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, nor does He hold a grudge. So His mercy endures forever. Don't get hung up on the sin. Repent when you miss it. Repent
right.
of the sin and receive your forgiveness right on the spot. Don't go off and hide and be guilty and feel sorry for yourself for 2 weeks or a month. Listen, that's the thing you don't want to do. The Word says sorrow not. We're not a people without hope. So learn to walk in the unforced rhythms of grace that we read yesterday when Jesus said, come work with Me. Now, He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. No. He deals with us according to the blessing. He's not looking for a way to keep people out of heaven. He's looking for every way He can to get us in there. He's looking for every way He can to get us blessed. He's looking for every way He can to bring the joy of the Lord, to bring the happiness into our lives, to bring right in the middle of hell on earth. That's what gives testimony that Jesus lives. Glory to God.
Amen.
This is all our benefit.
Hallelujah.
As far as the east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions from us. Like a father cares for his children, so the Lord cares for them that reverence and honor Him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we're dust. He knows we have to deal with this physical body. And He's given us the new birth, and He's given us the healings that it takes place to take care of this thing. He, in His Word, He told us the foods to eat. He told us the words to say. He told us the thoughts to think. And then He gave us His promise and taught us in the book of James and taught us in the ministry of Jesus. These are the words you speak. These are the foods that you eat. Don't fall into that trap out there and eat that junk that the world is eating. The food itself will kill you. No, get over here and go His way about it. I don't like that stuff. That's because you keep saying you don't like it. That's because you mouth is obese. It is, your body is following your mouth according to the third chapter of the book of James. Your tongue is the bridle of your body. And wherever that tongue goes, the body follows it like a horse follows the bit that's in his mouth. So put the Word of God in your mouth, give the reins to Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to guide you with His words, your body will just follow it. So you begin to say, these are the foods that I like because God has said so. These are my ways of life. Amen. The Word says, don't eat those things they weren't created to eat. Then I don't eat them. Yeah, but I like them. Now, that's no reason to eat them. When you were out there in the world, there are other stuff you like. You ain't got no business drinking alcohol either because the body wasn't created to take that in. You're not equipped for it. So the thing we're saying here, He has us. When you get over here in this, I'll tell you, as Gloria's pointed out to me over the years, you go out into another country at, when you get there, you don't go out and eat everything they eat and just go around and try things. It won't be 3 days you'll be looking for something like you eat at home. It's where you eat all the time, the way you talk all the time, that's where your desires go. That's what you like. But when you get into the Word and you begin to change your way of thinking, you begin to change what you say, it begins to change your desires and change the way you think and change the way you eat. After a while, it really tastes good to you, the things that God has ordained for you to eat, and your body, because of your words, are quick to take hold of that. And it won't take long. You do it first out of obedience. But then it won't take long, and all of the things you've been having such a hard time with, all kinds of problems and pains and overweight and all these kind of things, that you become to see God's way, and all of a sudden, all of these things begin to work together for the good of them that love God, called according to His purpose. These are our benefits.
That's right.
Amen. Now, hang on.
Okay.
He knows our frame. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and it's gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting.
Praise God.
So don't get your eyes on these temporal things that just burn up and go away. No. The mercy of the Lord is everlasting. This time we spend here on this earth is the shortest period of our life, but it is the governing period about how eternity is spent and the quality thereof. If you will follow Jesus and do what He says and go where He says go and enjoy the blessing of the Lord here on this earth, then you are set up to become the ruling class and the ruling people from now on. This is not a small thing. But I can tell you what, the least one in heaven, I'll be sure glad he's there.
Oh, my.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now then, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that reverence Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. Amen. This is a long, ongoing thing, raising your children to live in the blessing of the Lord instead of church kids that can't wait till they get out of sight of their parents. Our children are not like that. Our grandchildren are not like that. And now we have great-grandchildren that are being... Children. Great-grandchildren that are being raised, and they're happy and they're full of life and full of love. And they're healed and well. They're living in their benefits. They've learned how to appropriate them. Now then, listen to this. The Lord has prepared to such as keep his covenant, to those that remember his commandments to do them, let me remind you of John 14:21. Jesus said, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he's not talking about just the Ten Commandments, but we have our ear toward him. We are led by the Spirit of God. We look to him. We inquire of him. What he says do, yeah. we do. What he says stop, we stop. Where he says go, we go. Amen. We don't look to the world for anything. He is our source and our only source. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Amen.
Amen.
These are our benefits now. So, he said, he that has my commandments and keepeth them or does them, he it is that loves me.
Yes.
Brother Copeland, I love the Lord. Well, do you do what he says? Sometimes. Well, why didn't you do such and such? Oh, Brother Copeland, if I'd have done that, there ain't no way in the world I'd have been able to live with my husband. Well, so you love him more than you do the Lord. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, yeah, you do, according to John 14:21. If you love the Lord and do what he says, that's when he steps in and takes care of your husband.
That's right.
Amen. That's when you have faith in him. Because listen to what he said. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. I will love him. My Father will love him. Now your benefits begin to kick in. Mm-hmm. And I will manifest myself to him or her. He'll take care of the husband. He'll take care of the wife. He'll take care of the boss when you're doing what he said do. But when you choose to protect yourself and do what somebody else wanted you to do or didn't want you to do, then you've stepped away from your benefits. And you've stepped off back out into that place where the blessing wall is not functioning like it's supposed to function. Then you begin to say things that you know you ain't got no business saying. Now, oh, listen to this. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. The kingdom of God is here. It'll work anywhere on earth, under any kind of
That's
condition.
Right.
We've seen it happen. We saw it happen when the Soviet bloc was still in power. We saw it happen in Russia. We saw it happen in Moscow, praise God. We preached the gospel inside the Soviet Union when it was still the Soviet Union.
I guess the biggest church we've ever preached in was in Africa. Nice church.
Oh, yeah.
Was it 50,000 people?
54,000 on Sunday morning.
And how many did they have in the choir? I've forgotten.
But oh, it's 20-some-odd thousand. I don't know, something like that. No, it was about 12,000 in the
Isn't that awesome?
In the choir. But they've had to go to two services on Sunday.
But they're word people. They believe God's word.
They believe God. And they went out and built that church right out in the middle of a jungle.
Paid cash for it, if I remember right.
Yeah. And that, without any American dollars, without any borrowed money, and they've got, at the time, they had $250 million in the bank to take care of the next stage that God had told them to do.
The word will work anywhere.
Amen.
Under any condition.
And when somebody said to Bishop Oyedepo, he said, well, that's that American prosperity gospel. And he's such a kind and sweet man. And he said, oh, no, Jesus wasn't born in America.
That's right.
He just took the Bible and began to exercise his benefits. Mm-hmm. And now, right out there in the middle of that jungle, he has a full university built on the same pattern and model as Oral Roberts University. They have their own schools that go from kindergarten all the way up through
college.
All the way up through graduate school level, complete university. They have professors that have homes on campus and so forth. Praise God.
Praise God.
bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the word. That's one of your benefits. They hear what you say when you speak the word of God.
And they go.
On the devil, glory to God.
To prosper.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Gloria and I will be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.